The dreaded snow spell came a month earlier than expected and caught many of us unaware. Sheffield Live had a chance to speak with John Charlton, director of Street Force, who told us how they have been dealing with the situation.
The strategy is pretty much the same as we always use. It's come a little bit earlier, but we are on red alert right from November right through to March. And the basic strategy is that we have what we call our priority one and priority two routes. Priority ones are the routes that lead to hospitals, ambulance stations, fire stations, the main public transport corridors. And the priority twos are all those schools that are not picked up on the priority ones and all the rest of the bus routes. So they're obviously the most traffic roads in the city, and the cornerstone of our strategy is to make sure that they are running as freely as possible all the time. We did try to branch out into side roads sometime last week, but we had to pull everybody off just to keep those priority ones and twos running. And as we've gradually got on top of things on that the main priority ones and twos, we've managed to branch out into the side roads. So it's a question of prioritisation, and it's a question of having the resources, that's people, plant and equipment and rock salt, and those people trained so they know what to do, which they did do, when any snow falls. But as I said, the cornerstone of our strategy is to prioritise starting with the main traffic roads and moving out from there.
What's the situation right now? Because most of the priority routes are up and running. So have we moved to the pavements and side roads?
Yes, the priority ones and priority twos are pretty much running okay at the moment. The overall capacity is down because there's lying snow in the channels and there is parked cars, which is making it difficult. But we are trying to work our way around today, widening out to increase the capacity of those main priority routes. At the same time, we're making links in from the residential areas and the business district areas on those side roads to get to link two onto the priority ones and twos. We've been doing that for 2 or 3 days now. We'll continue to do that for the next couple of days, and we're hoping with the better weather, slightly rising temperature over the weekend, that Mother Nature works with us, and we hope to really make inroads into those side roads. You mentioned footways. Again, we have to prioritise. The city centre is the most trafficked place for pedestrians in the city, obviously. We have what we call principal shop sites, and they're dotted around, and also critical places like round hospitals. Now, we've had teams all week trying to keep those open. At the moment, we have what I would call a safe, passable walking route to all of those key places. We moved out earlier this week onto the 205 district shop sites, and they're now all passable. At least one route, and today we'll be branching out onto places like subways and other footways. We can't be everywhere. We have to prioritise, and we're doing the best we can.
How much grit have you used so far?
I haven't got the figures in front of me at the moment, but I think we've used something like 10,000 tonnes out of the 23 that we started with. We're taking deliveries all the time. So I think I don't know the exact tonnage, but we're round about the 13,000 to 14,000 tonnage left, and we've used round about 10,000.
Did you have to put any extra measures in place this time so that you don't run out of bread like it happened earlier this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We had on stockpile this year as much as we used last year, together with the orders that we placed. So we've never ever had as much salt on stock previously. Obviously, last year was a 1 in 30 winter. This one we've had a bad start. There's a long way to go. It could go either way, but certainly we've got as much salt as we've ever had. And the government this time are planning. Because they haven't completed it yet, it'll require imports from the continent, but they're planning on a 250,000 stockpile as a last resort. I think at the moment they've got about 150,000 tonnes on stock, and the rest is on its way.
Mm-hmm. This year we also have snow wardens that have been trained by Street Force. Could you tell us how they were trained?
We've got 50 people who are trained. We've taken, we've got other people who are interested. Because we've been so busy dealing with this week's snow, we've never managed to train anymore this week. But the 50 who had volunteered before this bad weather, they have been trained. And how it works is, basically, we tell them, don't do anything on main roads. That would be unsafe. It's only really minor roads and footways. We give them a shovel. We give them a high visibility vest, a pair of gloves. We expect them to have sensible footwear, and they have to sign a form to say that they are in reasonable good health. If they feel that there's an issue there, they must consult with the doctor. We meet them on site and agree a position where a one-ton bag of salt would be deposited. When the need arises, we take the one-ton bag of salt out, and they get together with friends and neighbours and clear that area in where they live for the benefit of the community. So far, it seems to have worked okay. We couldn't resupply sometime last week when it was really bad. I forget the days now. I think Tuesday or Wednesday was perhaps the worst days, because all our resources were trying to keep the Priority 1 and Priority 2 roads open. But once we managed that and we could branch out further, then we did service the wardens again. So from my point of view, I think it's worked pretty well.
You've given them 1 ton of quit salt, which is a big amount. How do you ensure that it's put to good use and not used for commercial purposes?
Well, a lot of it's based on trust. Yeah, we can't. All of these people have volunteered. I've never heard of any misuse of it. If there were to be misuse, I'm sure we'd get to know and we'd take action appropriately. But basically, the people who have volunteered, we're very appreciative of that. We trust people, and if anything untoward is brought to my attention, I'll deal with it accordingly. But so far, all the evidence is that it's been well used and it's made a real difference, and people in the community have really appreciated it.
Earlier this year, after the snow smell, a lot of potholes emerged all over the city. Are there any measures in place to deal with that problem?
Yeah, absolutely. As a result of this little bit of a thaw, the roads are held together to a degree because of the very, very low temperatures. And as soon as the temperatures start to rise, this is when the potholes really begin to develop. It hasn't been too bad, but it's likely to be worse as time goes on. We've actually got teams out today have just started to fix some of those early potholes. Obviously, if others develop, we will increase the teams accordingly. But we do have plans for that, and the plan has actually started. The other issue that we need to look for is when the thaw starts, is drainage issues. So we've got teams out at the moment looking at gullies that are in low spots and cleaning them out to make sure they are running freely. There's also, we've got our what we call hot spots for culverts, where we know twigs and branches might block culverts. So we have inspectors going out at the moment to make sure these hot spot culverts are running freely as well. So it's a well thought out plan. We know once we've begun to get on top of the snow, and we're not there yet, but when the thaw starts, the potholes start, potentially there's drainage problems, and we're taking action to make sure we minimise inconvenience to the people of Sheffield.
There have been some pavements where the flagstones have risen up because of the snow, and it's posing a danger to the pedestrians. Is there any provision in the budget to deal with that?
Yes, I mean it's the same as any defect that we find in the highway. We'll have a look at it. If we think it's presenting a danger, a real danger, we'll hopefully deal with it within 24 hours. Some defects, they're not quite as urgent, and they might take a little bit longer. But basically, if anybody does feel there's an absolute danger there, because that situation you've just described, then the telephone number to ring is 273-4567. That's a very, very busy number. And what I could just take the opportunity to say, please only ring that number if it is an absolute emergency, whether it's to do with snow clearance or anything else. We deal in some places where we're trying to get people out for very, very urgent medical treatment, dialysis treatment, and people who actually need to get to hospital. We're also taking calls from ambulance, police and fire, and they obviously must take priority. So if people are ringing up for really quite low-key issues, it does clog up the switchboard and they might be preventing an emergency call. So, you know, we're quite happy to take calls and look at things, but we just ask people to think, you know, could it wait a little bit to make sure emergency calls can actually get through.